East London school strike downgrade the academy bosses, not essential staff. James Ivins, East London Socialist Party teaching assistants and support staff at Draper's Pigo Primary School in Havering, East London, have struck 4 weeks against pay cuts. Staff with many years' experience are being forcibly downgraded. Pickets told us on the 13th strike day, Thursday the 14th of July, that bosses at their academy chain have an ulterior motive. They suspect the trust plans to pave over surrounding parkland and throw up a massive learning village with a primary, secondary and college combined. The boss's aim is presumably to attract in more students and more money, never mind the quality of the facilities and conditions for staff and students. Slashing support staff pay at this primary would be a step towards winding it up ahead of that. Why else build a whole new primary right next door, and stop even publicly offering Draper's Pigo as an option? Why else allow the facilities to fall into disrepair, like the disgusting boys' toilets? Why else give students at other sites in the Academy Trust a school trip for free or discounted, while charging £50 a head here? The Trust has £800,000 in reserves. Its top 12 earners make £1 million a year put together. Downgrade their pay. The money's there, and the strikers know it. The local press has sided uncritically with management. The local borough council, led by a residents' association Labour coalition, has done nothing to support the workers. The working class needs its own party to do that job. The truth is that schools just can't operate without good numbers of experienced support staff. But the bosses don't care. The workers at Draper's Pigo are standing up for themselves and education. Victory to the new strike.